On the eve of the Football Confederations Cup, the head of the South African Organizing Committee, Danny Yordan, once again patiently responded to nagging inquiries over the level of security for the tournament.
Well, the security track record of this country is second to none. We have hosted 146 major events in the country, not a single incident. We just completed the Indian Premier League in the country, not a single incident. This country is hosting major events. We have the Super 14 virtually every week in the country. So this country's track record around staging and managing safe events is equal to none in the world.
Yordan has been responding to such concerns since South Africa was awarded the rights to host the Cup 5 years ago. They persist because of the country's high rate of violent crime, as expressed by this Johannesburg resident who did not want to be identified.
One of the issues I'm really concerned about is the issue of security, because most of the places that they are going to be using for the World Cup, if you watch the news these days, the news is always reporting the issue of crime and crime and crime and crime.
8,000 police officers, assisted by army troops, have been deployed in the four cities where Confederations Cup matches are being played. Senior Police Superintendent Vishnu Naidu says security preparations for next year's World Cup are even more extensive and include steps to prevent undesirable foreign elements from disrupting the event.
We're working very closely with Interpol. They are in the process of establishing what is called a dangerous and disruptive person database, which will assist us in identifying people that may pose a potential danger to the tournament as far as organized fighting or hooliganism is concerned.
He says for the World Cup, 41,000 additional police officers and 10,000 reservists are being recruited and trained. And police have purchased additional crowd control equipment, including 6 helicopters, 10 water cannon, 10 bomb disposal robots, and 300 mobile surveillance cameras. Naidu added that police and defense forces also successfully carried out 2 security simulation exercises during the recent national elections and international cricket tournament in South Africa. The Confederations Cup kicks off on Sunday, and the World Cup opens in June of next year. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.